The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Cybercrime is on the rise with malware as a service, now responsible for 57% of all cyber threats to organisations. Now, these attacks target anyone from individuals to institutions and organisations. Should we be doing more to tackle it? Is there anything that we can do? With us on the line is cybersecurity expert at ESAT Ireland, George Foley. George, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. Thanks for having me.
It's lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much for coming in. I mean, we're used to software as a service. We all use that, even if we don't know it all day, every day. And cyber criminals are kind of just after professionalising a small bit, aren't they?
Absolutely, yes. You're spot on.
So tell us what exactly they're doing.
So cybercrime as a service, as you said, is kind of on the rise. A decade ago, you would have had to have bad intentions and a bit of skill. These days, you just need bad intentions and a bit of money in your pocket. You can essentially hire services from a simple DDoS attack. For example, if you wanted to flood someone's website with network traffic so it would cease operating, to really advanced malware attacks such as ransomware, for seemingly not a lot of money. For quite destructive tools.
Yeah, so in other words, these bad actors are taking money from other bad actors to target the good people like you and me. We all have antivirus software. We have a lot of security built into what we're doing. So, I mean, I'm presuming they just have to stay one step ahead of all that, do they?
Yeah, it essentially is a bit of an arms race. We're constantly trying to play catch up with these bad actors. We have lots of resources targeted at this, but again, these are huge organizations with these similar amount of resources. There's obviously also quite notorious hacker groups with government associations, somewhat like Lazarus from North Korea or Fancy Bear from Russia. Obviously, now these people have tons of resources and are targeting financial sectors, government bodies, and large organizations. So it really is somewhat of an arms race to try to keep up.
And rather ridiculous names as well. But then again, they are in cybercrime, so therefore marketing isn't their thing. Let's put it that way. So tell us how they get in. You mentioned the denial of service, which is the classic old example, but there has to be a weakness somewhere that allows that to be exploited. So how are they traditionally getting into networks?
So really, Jonathan, a lot of it is human error. The largest factor right now is phishing attacks, just targeting individuals in companies and trying to gain their trust. They're using a lot of AI now to just analyze vast amounts of data from your social media, other online profiles, your online history, to kind of create these personalized, very convincing attacks to target individuals.
So in other words, they're scanning our Instagram, our X, our TikToks, and they're able to glean a little bit of information from that in a way they've never been able to do before.
Yes, absolutely. And with the use of AI as well, they can really personalize these attacks. In the case of an organization, they could copy your boss's writing style. You know, they could use AI deepfakes or voice clones to really try pull off these like fraudulent communications.
Every now and then I second guess myself because like everybody who's listening right now, they'll see one come in. Like this morning in my list of emails, I got your Netflix account has been suspended, which I haven't had one of them in a while. But I knew the giveaway was they didn't call me by my name. They called me by my email address. So therefore they found a publicly available email address and decided to chance their arm. But they're getting more and more sophisticated. There was one last week which sent through something about stocks and shares, and I nearly clicked on it. I don't actually have stocks and shares for the record, but I nearly clicked on it out of curiosity, and it presumably would have allowed somebody access to my system.
Absolutely. And it's just like you said there, Jonathan, they're looking for that knee-jerk reaction. They're hoping that you just kind of click it mindlessly. For example, if you have, you probably get tons of Amazon unpus text messages and emails. They're just kind of hoping that you might in fact have a package on the way. It might be stuck in customs and you just click that link, pay the 60 quid and move on with your day. It's very cost effective for them to do this, sending out massive amount of emails, text messages. You know, phone plans are great, cost nothing these days. So it's very little investment for potentially huge upside.
Yeah. How much of this is just going to get ahead of the good guys? Because you mentioned Unpost there. And actually, I shared a platform with their CTO recently, and I admitted to him that I no longer trust Unpost text messages, even the good ones. I'm refusing to click on nowadays because I get so many of the fake ones. How long before the good is overwhelmed by the bad?
I think we'll always be right there with them, toe to toe. I think it just takes some education and adoption of a little bit of skepticism. I think the culture around technology really needs to change. We need to be more willing to learn on the evolving trends in cybersecurity. We need to just educate ourselves a little bit better and trust but verify. I don't want people walking around, you know, being professional skeptics, but there needs to be a little bit, and we need to verify everything we do.
Now, the only thing about that cybersecurity conference I was at, Smarttech 24/7 cybersecurity conference, was that I walked away far more terrified than I was, because we talked about cybercrime as a service, which is what you and I have been talking about. And then they started talking about quantum computing, and then they started talking about AI being used in ways that had never been contemplated before. And I was sitting there going, I'm turning off my phone and never turning it back on again. I mean, the threat landscape has gotten so big.
It really has, and it's only expanding. We're relying more and more on digital tools every day. It really is that, the as you said, the attack surface is growing more and more. And I can relate to you. Before I got into this industry, I think the blissful ignorance helped me sleep at night. But now I think I know too much. I've seen too much.
George, here's fingers crossed you do get a good night's sleep at some stage. George Absolutely. Foley, cybersecurity expert at ESET Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.